Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Meshir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas B'Shalach, Tov Shin Pehei. I apologize, I was traveling yesterday and I was not able to give the Shir. So Be'ez Hashem will give a shortened version of the Shir Be'ez Hashem today, just in order, Shaloi Levatel Es HaTamid, to learn Rameir Simcha's Meshechachma. So we're going to learn two Meshechachmas today, very short ones, that are from Ksav Yad. In Rav Dom's Meshechachma, he brings these that are in the Ksav Yad, not in the standard Meshechachma. So the first one is Perek Yudalid Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Moshe Lom Al Tira'u. Moshe says to the nation, do not fear. Hisyatzvu stand. Uru'es Yeshuas Hashem Asheyatzah Lechem Ayoyim. And you should see the Yeshuas Hashem that Hashem is going to do for you today. Ki asher yisam es Mitzrayim hayoyim, because the way that you have seen Mitzrayim today, or that, the fact you have seen Mitzrayim, lo yisoysifu liroysam oid ad oylam. You're not going to continue to see them ad oylam. There's a very hard pasuk to understand. What is the pasuk saying? Rashi on this pasuk also says a very hard thing to understand. Rashi is bothered. What's this key? Because, or maybe despite, Asher Yisam Mitzrayim Hayoyim, Lo Yisifu L'Rayisam Ha'ayid Ad Olam. What does not seeing them Ad Olam have to do with that you saw them today? So Rashi says, you're right, you have to split the Pasuk into two statements. Zokt Rashi, Ma'asher Yisam Oysam Ein Ela Hayoyim. The fact that you're seeing them is today. Hayoyim hu sheri isa maysam. You have to know exactly so why Hashem had to say that. Vilo isa sifu aid is something new. If you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, on the words vilo isa sifu aid, he says kloimar viloi biyay macher. You're not going to see them on another day. Vilochein ani mazhirchem shaloi tosifu. In other words, Rashi is learning there's two things going on over here. You have seen them today and no other day. Fact, today you've seen them. And therefore, I'm giving you a tzivui v'loy seisifu oid. V'lochein hoisiv harav havo v'loy seisifu oid. Our pasuk just says, loy seisifu. Rashi puts in a vav. You see them today, and therefore I'm being mitzavi you, that's it. You're never going to see them again. Rashi put in this vav macher shehi azhara ve'ena dvuki makoidem lo. It's not a reason. Ki therefore lo yisayisifu. It's a new azhara v'lo yisayisifu. Dim lo yikein matam amru ki asher isem. What is it a reason? V'chim lo yiro esem hayoyim lo yoyim azhirim lo zazifu. If ki asher isem es Mitzrayim hayoyim is a reason why lo yisayisifu, what does one have to do the next? If Hashem is giving a tzivui, lo yisayisifu, don't see them again. Whether you saw them today, you didn't see them today, I never want you to see them again. So Rashi splits it up. Hayoyim asher isem, make a statement. You're seeing them today. And now I'm telling you an azhara. V'lo yisayisifu, you're not, it's an azhara, a lav, you should not see them again. So you have to understand exactly what Rashi, obviously, that's from the Ra'im, Rabbi Elia Mizrahi, saying Pshat and Rashi. But he brings then, this is Chum from the Nachas Yaakov, V'chol Dvar V'ipcha Mistabra. It's the opposite. Shim hi azhara, if it's a lav in a mitzvah, don't see them again, like the Ra'im wants to say in Rashi, Im kein heim shneim dvarim. So there's two separate things going on here. Ha'echad asher risa, mein alayim, number one, you only see them today, v'asheni azhara. V'im kein ein tzorach l'vav v'chibur. So the Nachas Yaakov says, if it's two separate statements, one's a statement and one's an azhara, adarab, a vav is a connector. So why do you have to have a vav that's connecting it? It's a new statement. Elavade says the Nachlis Yaakov, she'ena azhara, elahav tocha. It's not an azhara, it's not a warning, a lav, don't see them again. It's a promise. Hashem is being maftiach. Lo yisay sifu liroitzam, ki kulam yitbu biyam. V'gam roiv ha-poiskim le'monu zeh b'minyan halavim. Most poiskim don't count this in the minyan halavim. So therefore he says, the Rebbe Yisham saying, you're seeing them today, lo yisay sifu, and I'm being maftiach you, that's it. This is the last time you're going to see them, because they're going to all be drowned, you won't see them again. So have you say this to Kamach Leikas here, in this Sifsei Chachamim bring Ravalia Mizrahi and the Nachlas Yaakov how to learn pshat in the pasuk, and how to learn pshat in Rashi for that matter, is Rashi telling us that there's an azhara of the loisei sifu leraisam that you're not allowed to, or is it a haftacha loisei sifu leraisam adaylam, or vil, or he's learning in Rashi vil loisei sifu, it's a haftacha loisei sifu, and therefore since you've seen them today, this is the last day you will not see them again. A shayla if it's an azhara or a haftacha. Now, if you look at the Ramban right here on this pasuk, al das Rabbi Seinu he mitzvahs asei l'dayris. Mitzvahs leis asei l'dayris. If you look at the Mechilta, he's quoting the Mechilta. The Mechilta on this pasuk says three times Hashem. Why are we perik yedalid pasuk yud gimel? Mechilta here says, "B'shloisha mekamas hizra hamokam Yisrael shloi lachsel Mitzrayim." Three times Hashem told Klal Yisrael, "Allow not to go back to Mitzrayim." One is our pasuk, "Lo yisasifu lo yisamay adaylam." One's another pasuk, "Lo yisasifu nashu baderach hazeoid," in Parshas Shoftim, and another pasuk, "Baderach Hashem amarti lecha," that you shouldn't go back to, and that's also in Dvarim. The Mechilta says, "B'shloishtam chazru sham, u'b'shloishtam nafalu." The Taka went back three times, and they fell three times. And you can look over there in the Mechilta. So the Ramban is saying, according to Chazal, it's a leis aseh l'dayris. V'im kein, so therefore he learns pshat in the psukim. Hashem, the pasuk saying, "Al tiro hisyatzvu v'im kaimchem," stay in your place. Or Yeshuas, Yeshuas Hashem, Sheyeshias Chamayoy Miyodom, Val Toshuvu La'avodosam, you're not going back to serve them. Ki Mitzrayim Asher Risem Asem Hayoyim. Because this Egypt, the Mitzrayim, that Hashem, that you're seeing them today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzav Eschem, Oy Shalai Sifu Bertzoynchem L'Roysa Miyata Adoylam. Willingly, you should not go back and see them. V'tiyo Mitzvah Bipi Moshe L'Yisrael. This is a mitzvah to, from Moshe to Klal Yisrael. The chain, and the same thing is in Parshas Shoftim, Perek Yizayim Pasuk Tezvav, Lo Yoshev Esa Mitzrayma, Leman Har Boisus, V'Hashem Amar Lochem, Lo Yisai Sifun Loshu V'Aderach HaZeoid, She Mitzvah Be'emes, Loi Havtocha. So the Ramban says, it's a mitzvah and not a havtocha. He's not handling Rashi, but a mitzvah and not a havtocha. And in fact, when you look in Parshas Shoftim on that Pasuk, Perek Yizayim Pasuk Tezayin, the Ramban says, the Pasuk says, don't give a king many susim. V'lo yoshev, and he won't bring the nation back to Mitzrayim for the horses. V'Hashem amar lechem, Hashem said to you, lo yisayisifun lashuv v'aderech hazeoid, you shouldn't go back. Says the Ramban, V'Hashem amar lechem, it's as if it says, ki Hashem amar lechem, because Hashem told you. And he brings other examples. V'alderech Rabbi Seinu, Yerushalmi and Sukkah, ki kasher risa mitzvitzrayim hayoyim leisesifu leroysa maida adoylam, mitzvah. U'moyshe hizker v'ashem omar lechem shaloi seisifun lashuv v'aderech hazeoid u'chvar perashtiv. So this is the Ramban saying again the same idea over there. Now before we get to Rameir Simcha, it's kedai to hear what the Netziv says here. Here and in Parsha Shoftim. And the Netziv here says, he says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged and orchestrated that the Hamoin Mitzrayim, the whole of Mitzrayim should come to the Yam, Hashem doesn't want to really use them to become a Chubud, so why does Hashem want that he should bring them all here and have to then perform an ace? Because Hashem didn't want them to see them forever. Because if they were not drowned here in the Yam Suf, remember, Klal Yisrael borrowed stuff from them. So if Mitzrayim's still going to exist in Mitzrayim, they're going to come later to the Midbar and say, give back the gold and silver. They'll come to Eretz Yisrael because they thought they're coming back. But today, when they came to the Yam Suf, Yedu, they're going to know They're going to know that this was Ashkachas Hashem. Vein lehem litzvah Yisrael ma'uman. This is what Hashem wanted. Hashem was saving Klal Yisrael, and part of the Rechush Gadol was taking out and borrowing all the Klei Chesed and Klei Zav. V'yafo gav shebe'emes hoya bazet tam ikri, kidei sheyedu gam heimas Hashem, mikamokam omar Moshe Yisrael tam ashayich lehem. Kol zehu pshutei shel mikro. So the Netziv is learning Pashup Shad here. Hisyatzvu ru'u es Yeshuas Hashem ashe yatsa lechem hayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you're nervous leaving Mitzrayim. Why are you nervous? They're going to come back and ask you for all this stuff. No. Watch what Hashem is going to do. Asherisa Mitzrayim hayoim lisesifu l'roisa moed adolam. You're never going to see them again. They're going to be destroyed. And even the ones that are left back, it sounds like from the Netziv, or get saved at the end, are going to chap. That this was all part of Ashkochas Hashem of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they're not going to come and mun it back, even though we had last week in the Meshech Chochma, they came many years later. But these Mitzrayim themselves are not going to ask for their personal stuff back because they recognize it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan. And that's what Hashem was telling to Moshe Rabbeinu, was telling Klal Yisrael, because that's something they can relate to. Kol zeh pshutei shel mikra. And this is the important part, or it's all important. Achein tevas oid miyusar. Why does it say loisasif alaraisam oid adoylam? Omahaya mikra chasrim nichtav loisasif alaraisam adoylam. Umazeh yotza kavanashnia. From this extra word, a second shot in the pasuk came out. He says, V'yavur b'sefer dvorim yudzayin tazayin, shebo b'zeh gam azhar l'doiris, that with that extra word, it becomes an asay. Not just a havtacha, that you don't have to worry, they're going to come chase you, it becomes an azhara. What does he say over there in Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin, in Parshas Shoiftim? V'ashem amar lochem lo'isay sifun, Lashu baderech hazeh oid, kvar pirush harishayim shehu hamikra shebeparshas b'shalach loyseisifu liroisa moed adolam. The rishayim, the Ramban, they said, where did Hashem say you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim? Where's the lab to go back? Oh, Hashem said it in parshas b'shalach loyseisifu liroisa moed adolam. V'chein hu b'rabba megillas Esther b'shem Rishim Gamliel b'gimel mekaymes hizra kodesh baruch hu. That's the mechilta we just quoted before that the Ramban quoted. But listen to the words of the Netziv. V'loi she'ikr pashta dekrohu la'azhara. That's not the ikr pashup shot in the pasuk. Devadei einoi ela havtacha. Rak lamadnu Moshe Rabbeinu b'shem Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, or limadnu probably, he taught us in the name of Hashem. She'yesh bo'ise mikra kavona shnia shu'azhara gamke. So the Netziv is saying, Avada the Pashup Shad is a Haftacha, like you said in Mishalach. You'll never see them again. Don't worry about them. But licked in them is a second shot, an Azhara. V'hainu Lashon V'Hashem Omar Lochem. And that's being Nisgala here in Parsha Shoiftim. V'Hashem Omar Lochem. V'ilu Hayakach Pshat HaMikra. If that was Pashup Shad in Parsha's Mishalach, L'Yay Nitzrach L'Farish Hachi. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu here in Shoiftim say, and Hashem told you Lo Yisifun Lashu V'Derech HaZeh Oid? You know that. It's a lav in Parsha's Mishalach. Teretiz Pashup Shad is it's a Haftacha. Moshe Rabbeinu's been Megala here in Parsha's Shoiftim that it's also a lav by saying the words V'Hashem Omar Lochem. It's not the Pashup Shad. He had to tell us, no, but there's something else here. There's also a love. And from here we learn that there in Dvar Hashem has many different things that it means besides the Poshut Mashmois of the Inyan. V'hainu, now how did we know that? Mimasha Omar b'shem Hashem l'sesifu l'roisam oid. Why does it say oid in Parshas B'shalach? Oid ad oilam. V'ukeifu lashon, because it already said l'sesifu. L'sesifu means you won't additionally see. Oid means additionally, so it's redundant. Ela l'madnu b'ze azhara shalo yisifu b'rotzayn l'roisam oid. Not only is a haftacha you won't see them, b'rotzayn l'seisifu l'roisam oid. You should not go back and see them. Wasn't that the lashon of the Ramban? Shalosifu birtzoinchem l'roisam, willingly, not a haftacha, willingly, meaning it's allowed. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu see that? Where did the Torah see that? In the word, second word, oid. Oid, you shouldn't go back. So that is what the Netziv says. Now in Harchev Dover it says, and this idea that in Dvar Hashem there are kavanas shoynos levad from the Pashav Shach, he says, V'chei nuagu g'doyli hatanoim b'direim. We see the Tanoim did this. Shrei Hillel Omer u'v'dishtamish b'toga chalaf u'v'acharav Reb Tzadok ba'avis v'omar kalanena b'divre teira kilunayta chai min ha'olam. V'chach ha'yilol oymar u'dishtamish b'taga cholaf. V'ilubaze ha'maymer l'kavona zu meikara le'yitzorach Reb Tzadok lo'yisiv dover. Ela mikra ha'maymer shel hiloi kavona acheres. Reb Tzadok ha'yisiv kavona shniya b'dvar hilol. So I'm not going to go into the technicalities of it, but Hillel said, ishtama b'taga cholaf. If you use the crown of Taira cholaf, it's a Mishnah in an Avos. In Reb Tzadok says, kalanene b'divrei Taira, kilu noito chayav min ha'olam. V'chach ha'yo Hillel Omer. So why do you have to say v'chach ha'yo Hillel Omer? Isn't that what Hillel said? The answer is no. It's a little different of a knetch. I'm not going to go into the details. Myself, I didn't look up all the exactly what the different knetches are. But he's saying a site here. That the Tana, Amol, will quote another Tana says, oh, I'm going to tell you something like he said. Well, if he said it, what do you have to say for it? The Torah says, no, the Pashup Shad is different. But there's another Kavon in what he said. And that's what the Torah is saying over here. V'Hashem Amar Lochem. So we have a Machlaika Sivsei Chamim. Is it a Haftacha or is it an Azhara? We have the Ramban telling us it says Azhara. We have a Mechilta and a Medrash saying it's Azhara. And we have the Nitziv coming along and telling us, Pashup Shad, it's Haftacha. But there's Lichten them from the extra word Oy, there's also an Azhara, V'Hashem Amar Lochem. Now let us just see what Rav Meir Simcha says. A very short shtickle. Zu haftacha. Dr. Meir Simcha, it's a haftacha. However, it's different than the Netziv's haftacha. It's a different than in Rashi's haftacha, that these Mitzriim you'll never see again. Sheba'oifen sheri'isim hayoim, the way you're seeing them today, lo'isoysiv l'roysam, you will not ever see them, roitvin al Yisrael l'mochama. The way you're seeing them today, chasing you, you never see that again, that Mitzrayim will come chase you l'machama. V'chein haya, shirak bizman yoshiyo, holchu derech artzam v'loy l'machama. And he says, in Navi we see this. In Melachim Beis, the famous story of Yoshiyo HaMelech, b'yomav, Allah pari nechei, melech Mitzrayim ha'melech asher na'apros. What happened? Pari nechei wanted to go from Mitzrayim through Eretz Yisrael to fight in the north. And he sent a message to Yoshiyo, I'm not coming to fight you. I just want to pass through. Yoshiyo thought the door was on the level of the Cherev Lisaver Ba'artzam Afil Cherev Shel Shalom. He thought it was on that level of the brachas over there in Parshas Bechukaisai. And therefore he says, no, I'm not letting you. And he didn't ask the Navi, he didn't ask Yirmiyo. Whole story, we talk about this a lot on Tisha B'Av when we talk about Vayikainen, Yirmiyo, Yoshiyo on that kina. So what happened? So Yoshiyo went to fight against Parah Nechei, and he was not killed over there. So, but that war was not a war that Mitzrayim went to fight. They were coming l'shalom. Yoshiyo went to stop them. So Zokter Meir Simcha, because there's a haftacha, Mitzrayim is not going to come chase l'machama. Bizman Yoshiyo holchu derech artzom v'loy l'machama. They wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael, they weren't coming for war. Uvimei Rechavam, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yudal, Apostle Chavei, then they taka did come to war, Vayi B'shana HaChamishis, L'melech Rechavam, Allah Shishak Melech Mitzama Yerushalayim, but it was only on Yerushalayim, Dr. Meir Simcha, Al Chelek Echad Yisrael. But that's not a stira to the Haftacha, that he's not going to come on Gans Klal Yisrael. So Meir Simcha is learning it's a Haftacha, but not Haftacha just about this Mitzrayim. Haftacha that the Oifen that Mitzrayim is chasing today, Le'sesifu L'roysam Ad Oilam. That's one shtickle. Let's just quickly tell you a very cute Meshech Chachma here in the end of the Parsha. The Meir Simcha says like this, again from Ksav Yad. Meir Simcha says, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Where is it? The Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim b'Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kol Paturish the Shabbos. Whenever it says Pater b'Yoch Shabbos, it means Pater Abel Aser. It's Pater, but it's Aser only midrabanan, and therefore you can't do it. So Drashi, Pater Mechatas, Abel Aser midrabanan l'chatchila. Bar Mehani Tlas. There are three things, says Shmuel, that when it says Pater, it means Pater u'Mutter. One is capturing a Tzeda of a Tzvi, Tzeda of a Nachash, and Mapis Morsa popping like a pimple, a boil. Dr. Meir Simcha, Gimel Dvar Meshabes, Pater Mutter. Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis, Mapis Morsa, and Nacha Shabbos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. B'simonet, what's the simon that there are three things that on Shabbos are Pater and Mutter? Because the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba tells us, Vayivarech Elokim Hashem Hashvi, Baruch Hu B'mon. What was the bracha? Hashem was Mevarech with Mon. That's the Negadah 6 Parsha, Baruch Hu B'mon. The Mon, Zokter Meir Simcha, what does Bimon stand for? Beis, it stands for the Bayis. That's the Tzvi that is Sod Lebayis. Mem is the Mursa, Mapis Mursa. And Nun is the Nachash of Tzad Nachash, Rosh Etevus Bimon. Baruch Hashem was Mevarach Shabbos, Bimon. These three things, that those, what's the bracha? That not only are they Potter, they're Potter Umutter. A very cute Remeir Simcha. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody, and Kol Tov.